Refugees from Syria have become a political issue in Europe and the U.S. and Erie County as thousands of them stream away from the civil war back home. Several state governors have refused to allow them in their states. In Erie County Legislature, Majority Leader Joseph Lurigo doesn't want them here. Speaking at Damon, visiting Professor Tomas Podolsky says he worries the refugee situation might break the European Union.
I hope not, and I do hope so. Let's say that not only Western Europe, but especially Central and Eastern Europe somehow cooperated with finding new solutions. And I think new solutions are very, very important. You know, I was just traveling to Croatia several times, and I just adore Schengen. This is very nice, but of course, in this kind of crisis, we have to close the borders, at least, let's say, protect them better.
One of the key tenets of the EU is the Schengen Accord, which removes all internal borders. Countries are starting to reverse Schengen to control their borders against refugees. A Syrian passport used to enter Greece was found near the body of one of the Paris terrorists. Podolsky says the open borders have been good for countries in Eastern Europe by allowing citizens to work in wealthier countries in Western Europe. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.